You're on Texas Standard Time.
On this day after, as we readjust our focus to the political realities, there are many people in Texas and across the U.S. trying to understand just why right now, why there are 7 U.S. members of Congress spending their Independence Day break in Russia, meeting with Russian lawmakers and officials. Niels Lesniewski has been covering this story for Roll Call, where he is the senior Senate reporter. Niels, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Pleasure to be with you.
This is a contingent of all Republicans, primarily senators, except for one member of the House of Representatives, Kay Granger of Fort Worth, and they've been fairly tight-lipped about this trip, right?
They certainly were, particularly going into it. It was hard to figure out exactly what would be on the itinerary, and it wasn't entirely clear to me whether the question about the itinerary wasn't being answered because they weren't sure exactly who they were meeting with or whether they were being tight-lipped about it, and they did know. But as it turned out, the headliner was Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister.
What is that about? I mean, why would they be meeting with Lavrov?
Well, what we heard from the people when they were in the meeting, at least the part of the meeting that was open to the media, was that they were trying to sort of lay the groundwork ahead of President Trump's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And what we heard was basically a conversation about how we don't necessarily have to be allies. These lawmakers were not looking for the Russians to be friends, but they were looking for it to be somewhat less adversarial than it has been in recent weeks and years.
How odd is it that there has been such little press coverage permitted? And I guess we're hearing from our listeners, they want to know what's the reason for such perceived secrecy in the run-up to this summit?
Well, one of the things that was really unusual about this meeting, and not unprecedented, but certainly seemed a little bit odd, was the really restricted press access that we heard of with the meetings with the Russian lawmakers. Normally, when lawmakers, foreign delegations come to the Capitol, there are closed meetings, and there were also some sort of sprays for the cameras. Mm-hmm. So it's not entirely unorthodox that some of the meetings would be private, but it did seem more private than usual. And I think that part of this is that you don't necessarily want to get in front of whatever Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and others on the administration end are doing in terms of this negotiation ahead of this Trump-Putin summit. So there may be some meetings that were done behind closed doors in somewhat of a secretive process, in part to protect some of the preparations for that bigger meeting next week.
But you would think that if this were not strictly political, why no Democrats, for instance? If what we're talking about is a relationship between the United States and Russia, why would Democrats be excluded from this sort of meeting?
That's an answer that I don't have, and it's one that, frankly, has been rather frustrating, because when we asked Senator Shelby, Richard Shelby of Alabama, who was the leader of this delegation, ahead of time, his response was effectively, well, I often have delegations. He leads a lot of CODELs overseas. He does many that are bipartisan, but this one just happened to be all Republicans, which I think you're sort of pointing out, and probably your listeners are as well. This seems like an unusual one to be all of one party.
Niels, we're out of time, but I have to ask, what do you think is going to be the upshot in terms of whether we'll ever know what this was about? I mean, it sounds like in a way there's an attempt to sort of direct or guide or shape in some way, be the advance team for this upcoming summit. On the other hand, with such secrecy, it's hard to know. And then this political issue we were just talking about, are we ever going to be able to get to the bottom of this?
We may not. And quickly, I would just add that the problem here may be that if the reporting comes out from something like Russia Today or another Russian quote-unquote media outlet that's sort of a Kremlin-controlled entity, we may get reporting as to what has gone on that does not at all reflect reality.
Niels Lesniewski, has been trying to cover this story for Roll Call. Niels, thanks for sharing with us what you've learned. We appreciate it.
Thank you.